The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Meir Meisels of the Scranton Community Kollel and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shalom Daf Tzadi Hei. Mishnah discusses the Korban Pesach HaBo B'Tumah, and the Gemara goes weiter and discusses exactly what type of tumah, exactly who has to be tameh, how many people have to be tameh. But basically, one thing is clear in the whole sugya, that a Korban Pesach could be bo'ba tumah, and even if Rav Yisrael, Rav Kahanim, Rav Klei Shoris, or one of those is tameh, then we could bring in Korban Pesach, even though everyone is tameh. Coming off of that Gemara, starts a tremendous shaila, tremendous tumult, that is, could we bring in Korban Pesach bizman hazeh, even though Kulanu Tmei Mesim, everybody Bizman Hazeh is Tomei, but who cares? We have a halacha that Pesach is Bava Tuma, and therefore, even though we're all Tmei Mesim, let's bring in Korban Pesach. Nemesis is the Shaila, not a new Shaila. The Kaftar Farach writes that Rabbeinu Yechiel in Paris, who lived in the 1200s, in the time of the Sefer Talmud, in France, he wanted to go, he left France, he went to Eretz Yisrael, and the Kaftar Farach says that his plan, Rabbeinu Yechiel in Paris, was planning on going to Yerushalayim, going to the Makom HaMikdash, and bringing Korbanos. It's unclear if he was ever Matzliach or not. The Ratzvaz asks that he doesn't understand how it would be possible. The Ratzvaz, the end of Hilchos Maaser Korbanos, brings this Kaftar Farach, and he says he doesn't really understand how it's possible because the Arabs would never let anybody up onto Har Bayis. He says maybe at that time the Christians were in control, and they would let somebody onto Har Bayis to bring a Korban. At any rate, the Shaila was brought up again in the last few centuries. This Chubas Rikvega wrote that it's a good idea, but Lamaisa, we don't have anybody today who's Bekoyach to be Machriya Machloikas Rishonim to Paskim for us, and the many Machloikas we have in the Rishonim, and therefore it's not a Lamaisa dik idea. Chavetz Chaim writes in Likutei Halachos, Maseches Zvachim, four basic problems, four basic reasons that we can't go ahead and bring a Korban today. Four serious yikuvim that stop us. Chavetz Chaim says, firstly, he says, we don't know the Makom HaMizbeach. That's what I'd like to speak about today. Finding the Makom HaMizbeach and exactly what we need and how we could maybe find it. And if we could, how we could maybe bring a Korban there. Morris says in Zvachim that when Bnei Yisrael came back from Churban Bayis Rishon, they came back to build the second Beis HaMikdash in the times of Ezra. Shlosha Neviim, Alu Imam and Hagoyla, there were three Neviim, they came up with them from Bavel, from the Goyla, came back with them to Yerushalayim, and the Gemara says as follows, Echad Heid Lahem Al Mokam HaMizbech, one told them where the Mizbech is supposed to be, Echad Shehid Lahem Shemakriven Afal Pishen Bayis, and the third was made on the size of the Mizbech, because in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, Shul Moshef, another four Amos onto the Mizbech, they moved it from 28 Amos to 32 Amos. Vinishvi, two of these Nevi'im, one told them where the Mizbech is, and one told them that you're allowed to be Makrav even though the rest of the Mikdash is not built. That's the case. Then, even Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a full-built Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Heichel, we don't have Aron, we don't have Shulchan Menorah, Mizbech Hazov, all the other things, doesn't matter, all we need is Mizbech, and we can right away begin to bring Korbanos. So we don't have to build a Beis HaMikdash. All we have to do is get up to Har HaBayis and put up a Mizbech. Now the problem is, where are you going to put that Mizbech? The second Navi was made on the Mokam HaMizbech. So one of the Achreinim said a Svara, B'chayri, you see that you need a Navi to tell you where the Mizbech has to be. It isn't enough to figure out where it is, to compare the floor plan of the Hazara, and we know where the walls are, therefore we know where the Mizbech has to fit in. Without a Navi being made to you, where it's exactly to place your Mizbech, you can't make a Mizbech. Now the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Beis Beis HaBchira says as follows. HaMizbeach is Mekoyme Meduktuk B'Yoyser, is Mechuvim B'Yoyser, it's an exact place where the Mizbeach has to be, and he says that it's a Mesoyer, that was the Mokum of the Akedah, was the Mokum of the Korban of Noach, Mokum the Korbanos of Kain and Hevel, of Adam HaRishon, U'Misham Nivra, and the Rambam goes on that in Mishana Noisim Mekoyme, you're never allowed to move the Mizbeach from its place. If that's the case, then we need a raya, we need an edus, where to put the mizbeach. However, there's another Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara says, a drasha, mizbeach, adoma, shei mechubar ba'adoma, the Gemara says, The darshan, the pasuk mizbeach has to be attached to the ground. Shalo yivneu le'agabi kipim le'agabi mechilus. Mizbeach may not be built not on platforms, not on arches or tunnels. Mizbeach has to be completely attached to the ground. Mishlo Melech asks, that's the case. He has a kasha. Mishnah says in Parah that the entire Harabayas had mechilas, tunnels running underneath it to keep out Tumah. We know that Tumah's mace, if there's a mace in the ground, the Tumah goes straight up, is Bekev Ha'ila, if it's a Kever Sosum, or either connected the whole Kever, or specifically connected the mace, however that works out. But the Tumah, had there been a mace buried deep, deep down under the Harabayas, the Tumah would come up and be Metamah Azara. So to stop that, they had a series of arches of tunnels running under the entire Harabayas. So like that, no Tumah could ever work its way up from the depths of the ground up to the Harabayas, to the Mokam HaMikdash, to the Azorah, where the Kohanim are doing Avodah. Check the Mishnah Melech, that's the case. How did they build the Mizbeach in that Azorah? The Harabayas has tunnels running under it, the Mizbeach is not allowed to have tunnels running under it. So the Mishnah Melech answers, it must be that square, the 28 or 32 Amos, of the Mizbeach itself didn't have those tunnels. True, the rest of Harabayas had tunnels running under it, but that square, that area of Mokam HaMizbeach had no tunnels running under it. That's the case. We have a Meir Dikeitz. Let's go ahead. We'll go up to Harabayas, and we'll start digging. We'll find where the tunnels are from Bayis Sheni times. We'll see that there's one square of 32 Amos by 32 Amos that has no tunnels, and we have a Raya Brura Mukhrach that must be the Mokam HaMizbeach. And then we know we can go ahead and put a Mizbeach up over there and begin to bring our Korbanos right away. So, Matsvir's Kalasher, it said this idea, he brought up this Svara, and then he says it's not that way. Because if this idea works, if this trick works, to dig up and find the tunnels, then why did they have to have Nevi'im come up with them? Was simple. Start digging, find the keep, and find the tunnels, find the mechilas, find the square that doesn't have them, and you know that's where you build your mizbeach. And from the fact that they needed an ovi, you see that it's not enough to have proof, to have raya's, the shtiklach teira, to show you where the mizbeach is. Without the aidus of an ovi, you can't identify properly the mokam mizbeach. To this kasha, there's a teretz from Rabbi Meir Shapiro. He wrote a teretz in a letter that he wrote for the Milchas Elazar, was printed recently in Hameria, 20 years ago. But Meir Shapiro says a Meir Diketaretz. Meir Shapiro asks another kasha. We know, the Gemara says in the last parak of Zvachim, that there is no such thing as a chashash kevrat tohim. We're not machzik that there should be tumah coming all the way from deep down in the ground and be metama upwards. It's not motzi, it's not shchiach, especially in Eretz Yisrael. And really, there is no such thing. We're not chashash for kevrat tohim. Gemara says there's one exception. Paradum. Why? The Tzedukim darshan the pasuk. Tzedukim didn't believe in the drashas of Chazal. They read the pasuk that says Va'asaf ish tor, the person who collects the Eipra Pora has to be 100% Torah from all Tumas. We know Api Chazal, that does not mean Torah from any Tumas. It only means he has to be Torah from Tumas Meis. However, other Tumas, he's allowed to be Tumas. In order to show the Tzedukim down, to prove the Tzedukim wrong, to show that we don't hold like them, and we're not from that group at all, we don't go with any of their Torahs and any of their understandings, Chazal made a takana that whenever we bring a Parah Aduma, right before Neistar, their Metamah, the Kohen who's doing the Avodah, with the Shvach Atumah the Rabbanon, he's totally becomes a Tful Yoyim, and Kol Maaseh, we're done, Dafka by a Tful Yoyim. To show the Tzedukim that we don't hold like them, we don't paskin like them. However, now that we have somebody with a Hedya Tomei working on the Parah Aduma, people are going to start being Mekel and Mezalzel in the Chomer of Parah Aduma because Tomei anyways is working on it. So to undo that Chesaron, to undo that loss of Chomer because we have a Tomei working on it, Chazal made all sorts of Takanas and Xeris and Chumras in the Asiyas Parah Aduma so that nobody should be Mezalzel in it. And one of those Chumras was that we're cheshish all of a sudden for kevrat tohim, we're cheshish that deep, deep down somewhere that nobody ever will know about, nobody ever knows about, nobody ever knew of. We're cheshish that deep down where nobody ever knew of. Maybe there's a mace or a piece of a mace that can be metama upwards, and we have to go ahead and build a mafsik, build something to stop it, the tumah shouldn't come up. Therefore, it says Rabbi Shapiro, why did they ever need kippim and mechilas tunnels running under the Harabayas? Harabayas is not the Mokum of Parah Aduma. We do Parah Aduma out of Harabayas. Teretz is that there is roofs in Har Habayis, and there are various buildings, and it could be there's quite a bit of roof over Har Habayis, and therefore we're afraid the tumah could transfer from end to end, from side to side, from one roof to the next roof, and part of the Parah Adumah is munach b'chel. A third of Parah Adumah was put in one of the walls that surround the Azara, the chel. And because of that, we have this chumrah that the whole Har Habayis should be tachtei chol, should be hollow underneath, and not let any tumah tatahoim seep up. However, the Mokam HaMizbeach, the square of the Mizbeach, never was in that gzeirah b'chlal of Tumah Tatahim, because there's never a roof over the Mizbeach that could carry Tumah from the Mizbeach over to somewhere else. And for Avodas Korbanos for Kachim, we're not talking at Choshesh b'chlal that there would be a Kever HaTahim. It says Rameir Shapiro, that's why that's shot in the Mishnah Melech, that the Rebuah, the Mokam HaMizbeach, Taka didn't have Mechilas under it, because it had no need for Mechilas under it. And La'ilim in the Mizbeach was Mizbeach Adama was attached to the ground, like Mishal Malach said. However, Zot Rameir Shapiro, when did they have to make these keeping these mechilas, these tunnels running under Har Habayis? Only in Bayis Sheni. Because it was only in Bayis Sheni, the Talmidim of Atignes and Shtoichai, Tzadik and Baisis, that began this group of Tzedukim who were Makkas, who didn't believe in Teresh Baal Peh. And therefore, because of them, we had to have Tshuva HaTzedukim to be Metam of the Kohen. And because of that, we have to be Mahadar, Machmer, all the Chumas of Parah Adumah, that we shouldn't come to be Mizalzel in Parah Adumah. That was only in Bayis Sheni times that they had this Chumrah. However, in Bayis Rishon times, they never had Tzedukim, so they never had Tshuva HaTzedukim, so they never had the extra Chumas of Parah Adumah to be Cheshesh V'Kever HaTohim. And therefore, in Bayis Rishon times, they never had tunnels, Mechilas running under the Mizbeach. And therefore, when they came back by Hashem, they had no simonim, no rayas, no edus from the way the floor was built and from deep down under the floor where these tunnels are running to tell them where the Mokam HaMizbeach was, and that's why they needed the edus of a Navi. However, there's no raya that today, if we would have a proof, we would have a raya that we wouldn't be able to build a Mizbeach. And therefore, technically, we should be able to go to the Har Habayis today, find the Mechilas, find the tunnels that were left there from by Hashem times, and identify clearly the Mokam HaMizbeach, and once we know the Mokam HaMizbeach, we'll be able to go up to Har Habayis and bring a carbon. L'maisa, the trick doesn't work. The British archaeologists did plenty of digging, searching on Har Habayis, and never came across this set of tunnels that runs under the whole Har Habayis. And to Shaila anyways, maybe it's a Zulzul and Azorah to start digging some to find where the tunnels are. Who says there's a Heter? Maybe it goes into the Israel, that you're not allowed to be Soyser, even Evan Achas from a shul. The Kosher came to start digging all sorts of excavations and digs, searching around in Har Habayis to figure out where the tunnels are. And I saw somebody be Matzia that maybe you could use a sonar, you could use radar to search under the ground and find the makom of these tunnels and figure out where the tunnels are, where the tunnels aren't. Lamaisa, they looked, they weren't able to find them. So this Eitzah to find the Mokam HaMizbeach, we don't have, and Kol Zman, we don't know where to put a Mizbeach, we have a very hard time bringing a car.